This is Ozarks at Large, and with me on the phone from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. And Michael, here we are, another Friday during the pandemic. How are you holding up?
I'm still here. I'm on this side of the clay, so that's pretty good for me.
That is pretty good. I know that last week we talked a bit about tourism dollars and how the industry has had to take a step back. You have an article on talkbusiness.net this week that talks about how it started out well for Fort Smith when it came to tourism dollars, but it's going to take a step back, right?
Right. Yeah. The numbers show in January and February, for example, the hospitality tax in Fort Smith was up almost 5%. And in Van Buren, it was 5.2%. Those were off of gains, continued gains in 2019. So you had very healthy months in 2019 to compare. And so I talked to Merrill Purvis, head of the Van Buren Advertising and Promotion Commission, and Claude LeGreeze, head of the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau. And they both said, yeah. And, you know, in fact, Merrill said the economy was rocking and rolling. She noted that the weather had been mild, people were getting out. But then, as we all know, that just came to, you know, pretty much a screeching halt in mid to late March, and then April was nothing. Now, both of them expressed some optimism. They talked in the story about some things are coming back. You know, restaurants are, you know, reopening. Some are reopening. Even in a limited capacity, but they talked that hopefully May, some of the summer months, that will kind of that decline will slow. I think it was Claude who called it a bottoming out. He's talked to hotel owners, and they give him a sense that the decline has bottomed out. But they both were clear in noting that it won't return. They just really don't think it's going to return to normal in 2020. And that January and February, we're glad we had them kind of months, but don't expect that to return anytime soon.
Well, you know, something that was going to happen this year, we talked about this last year, I think it was, when Fort Smith learned that it had earned a grant award from Levitt Amp, which is this service that provides grants so you can have some live community music. That was going to happen this year. Now it's going to happen next year.
Yeah, that's postponed also, you know, again, part of tourism. But yeah, it was a $20,000 matching grant. Fort Smith was just one of a few fortunate cities around the country to receive it. It was being managed by 64-6 Downtown. But yeah, they announced Thursday that that was going to be postponed to summer 2021. The Levitt Amp folks were kind enough to still give them the funding and say, hey, just push everything forward a year. The funding's still in place. Don't worry about it. So that's what they're doing. And hopefully we'll all be able to gather and listen to music and say, remember when we couldn't do this last year.
You know, many music events require tickets. Many sporting events require tickets. Many of those tickets come from Williams, Weldon & Lick, one of the iconic Arkansas businesses. And this just shows you, they've had to furlough, I think, 40% of their workforce. Just shows you how this sort of these ripples of the economy slowing down have effects. They're obviously not printing as many tickets and badges and things as they would. What more can you tell us about Weldon, Williams, and Lick?
First of all, you continue to be king of the segue, that's for sure. Because that's perfect. Yeah, it's Weldon, Williams, and Lick, 122-year-old company. As I noted in the story, an iconic enterprise, been forced to furlough a little over 100 employees. And just because of what you said, and that's 40% of their workforce. The president, Tracy Guerin, she said that 75% of their customers have been hit hard. Look, as you noted, they print tickets, badges, other materials for sporting events, parks and museums, rodeos, festivals, colleges, building security, state and local government. I mean, just think almost everything you need a ticket or a lanyard for, or a sticker on your car or a parking ticket, they print a lot of that. And people don't realize they print a lot of professional sports, baseball tickets, that type of thing.
They've done the Super Bowl and the Olympics, haven't they?
Yeah, they did the 2012 London Olympics, printed almost 9 million tickets.
Wow.
You know, they operate, I've kind of, it's a term of endearment, I always call them Fort Lick, because in downtown Fort Smith, it's just kind of, they're in several buildings, but there's not big windows. It's just, you know, it's very secretive. I've been in there before, and it's almost like, you know, they really check you out. You don't just walk in and out of that place.
No.
Good business, pays good wages. Being a history buff, I like to note this: the company was founded when William McKinley was the president and was entering a war with Spain because they allegedly blew up the USS Maine. That's how old this company is. So maybe later this year, next summer, they're back to printing tickets. Because when they get back to printing tickets,
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing for everybody.
That'll be a nice barometer. Well, finally,
right.
There's something we said that we were going to try to come up with something each week during our conversations that didn't have a direct correlation to the pandemic or the virus. And you know what? We've got something this week. Tell me about the Jack White Award. This isn't the Jack White from the White Stripes, is it?
No.
Okay.
Jack White Leadership Award. Jack White was former Arkansas manager for OG&E. He was the chairman of the Fort Smith Chamber Board of Directors. He had a lot of leadership roles. 1,000 years ago, when I worked at the Fort Smith Chamber, he was there. He was part of our executive committee. Great guy. One of his phrases, and I'll take out certain words, so it's G-rated, but
okay.
Let's say, we don't have time for those blankety-blank folks who just want to count paper clips. Well, he had to go over to OG&E over the corporate folks in Oklahoma City, and he just always accused them of counting paper clips. So, you know, long before people held meetings in which, you know, someone said, now that can be an email, Jack White was doing that. But Mayor George McGill and Trent Goins, head of OK Foods here in Fort Smith, have both been awarded. This is unique. It usually just goes to one person. But according to Tim Allen, head of the Fort Smith Chamber, the selection committee just came to a tie and couldn't break the tie on who to give it to. So as Tina Dale, our reporter, noted, that giving this award to two people just continues the theme that 2020 is not a typical year. But McGill, I mean, has been a very popular mayor so far. First elected in 2018. He was a very popular state representative for Fort Smith area. And Goins has done just a lot. It's not just that he's a businessman. You know, he was one of the founders, or is one of the founders, of the Peacemaker Festival. And through this pandemic, OK Foods has given away no telling how many thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of chicken. I think one of their recent giveaways would have fed 4,000 families. Two individuals that are deserving of the award, named after a guy who made a lot of things happen.
All right. And that ceremony is going to take place in late July, right?
Well, yeah, let's hope it does.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
July 29th. Yes, sir.
All right, scheduled for that. And one other number that was posted Thursday on your site that's just worth mentioning is that the city of Bentonville, the fifth fastest growing city over 50,000 in the United States between 2018 and 2019, an average of 10 people a day during a year's time moved there.
You know, I read that story with a little bit of surprise. You know, wow, that they're really growing. And then I almost got mad at myself for being surprised. You know, of course they're growing. I mean, you can't, now it's been a few months since I've been up there for obvious reasons, but
yeah,
it's just amazing growth. I think it was, what was it? Almost 8%, a little over 7% just in 1 year.
Yeah.
3,800 people growth. So I guess if you're a realtor in Bentonville, time's got to be good.
Yeah, imagine so. All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. We talk to him almost every Friday. We'll do so again next week. Michael, be well and have a great week.
Same for you, sir. Later.